Day 2, March 6th. Today's reflection is based on Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 16, and was written by John Matthew, class of 2021. On the one hand, let's not make too much of religious leaders. There is enough hero worship of certain pastors, and pastors are no more important than anyone else. On the other hand, a clergy person holds outsized influence in the particular community they shepherd, and sometimes a congregation will either soar to new heights of love or endure shipwrecks of crisis at the hands of its leader. This has seemingly always been the case, and so the first chapter of the letter to Titus gives ample attention to the qualifications of a pastoral leader. Some of these strictures may seem outdated and draconian. They certainly aren't followed by most traditions today. At least in my experience, synods or vestries aren't firing pastors who are married for a second time, or whose adult children don't practice Christianity. But other items on this chapter's lists of do's and don'ts feel timelessly wise, as relevant in late-stage U.S. capitalism as they were in Rome-occupied Crete. Avoiding leaders who are arrogant, greedy for gain, deceivers. Choosing and forming leaders who are hospitable, self-controlled, lovers of goodness. Lent is a time when all of us, not just clergy, are invited to reflect on our ways. These lists might help guide that work. Are there any seeds of arrogance, greed, or deception in our lives? How have we? And how will we show hospitality? How will we love goodness? Today's prayer. God, you have shown us in Jesus what a life can look like when it is hospitable, self-controlled, and loves goodness. May our lives show more and more of your ways as your Spirit guides us. Allow us and our communities to soar to new heights together. Amen.